Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
And welcome everybody to Live Casino for our first player show of the year. You guys, we are at Center Bar. There's a mouthful to get through right now. The Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio player show live from Live Casino, live at live. This is one of our many Live at Live series for the rest of the season. We were live at live, Xfinity Live, on Sunday for the Monday yesterday for the pregame show. By the way, Philadelphia, how the hell is your hangover today? Because I am dying over here. I have done everything. I turned my air conditioning off, got it up to like 75 today, just to sweat everything out. I literally had 14 or 15 shots of whiskey yesterday and don't tell anybody that.
I had to work, so I don't know
what I had to work too. How do you think I work? This is the only way I actually physically can work, to put up with you guys. I have to be a functioning alcoholic. It's okay.
At least Diaz isn't here. That gives you a break.
Well, you know what? The best addition by subtraction. You said it well earlier today, Sack. You guys, I am joined alongside our producer, Super Sam Brady, which, woo-hoo, by the way, we once again found out that she is willing to do whatever needs to be done with certain Buccaneers player if, in fact, it will help our playoff run.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, host of Baseball Brunch, which we will be recording. You'll be recording tomorrow.
Special announcement. I'm going to be doing it with the Unhappy Gilmore.
Excellent.
And Luis Dominguez will be joining me this upcoming Thursday night to record from 9 to 10. So make sure you guys check us out and tune in for that. And then it'll re-air on Friday night between 8 and 9 on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler.
Excellent. Excellent. Next to him on the right side, but not quite right next to him, our special guest is this evening, host of The Daily Ticket from 3 to 6 p.m. on Fox Sports The Gambler. Everybody, Sean Brace in the house.
Yeah.
All right, Sean.
Hey now. And I got in about 2 o'clock this morning. Excuse me.
Attaboy.
Yeah, 2 a.m.
And you stepped up and you're a trooper on this one right now.
Been hurting.
Yeah.
His wife definitely took care of his daughter this morning.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a planned attack since the schedule came out. Since May 12th.
She totally hates me today, but that's understood. I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are in my boat today.
Down at the far end, I get to look at him, make sure he's happy the entire time. Mister, I have way too much damn equipment to bring along every single trip.
Yeah, but I look good.
Hey, hold on. You look better. You are, first of all, you're freaking nature. We all know that.
Debonair.
I'd like to see you and T.O. race right now.
I'll probably win.
Yeah, there it is.
Ooh, he said he could beat Tyreek Hill.
There's no shame in his game.
I can't beat the cheetah.
No. Everybody, Eagles legendary wide receiver, Mr. Dr. Reverend Irvin Fryer.
Yeah.
And everybody, our special guest this evening.
Our true special guest.
Our real guest. The only one that really actually needs to be here. The rest of you slaps can go home. Everybody from Utah.
All the way
from Utah. Your Philadelphia Eagles punt return special team. We're going to talk more about a lot of this. You, All-American, freshman All-American, three-time All-Pac-12. And just one hell of a human being from everything I gather. And we got a great story to talk about from yesterday aside the game. Everybody, please, to the panel, Britton Covey.
Yeah!
Thank you.
2-0 birds.
2-0 birds. We're going to start right off with you. And look, I actually think the way we have this show set up this year, normally we have the player on in the second hour. And this year we're going to have the player on in the first hour because I know you guys got to report at 7 a.m. tomorrow or on Wednesday.
Right.
So I want to get into you. I want to talk about you. You're the highlight of this show. And when we get into the top of the hour, when Britton's out here and we can just have at it, we're going to dive into the game. We're going to get into the game a little bit because we want it from a perspective. But first, it's got to be told right now. First of all, welcome to Philadelphia, Britton. But you're going to endear yourself to this community very quickly if you continue to do things like you did yesterday. All right, great story. All right, Britton's wife, Lee, is over. She knows. Everybody knows. Britton's 25 years old going on 15. All right?
Right. You're right.
Did they card you coming in here?
Maturity-wise? No, they carded him and her. 100%. It was great. But and I'm sure, you know, this is something you've been dealing with in your early adult life. But what makes it even funnier is yesterday, you know, he's got a spot on an NFL roster, deservedly so. He comes in, tries to get into the Eagles players parking lot and gets denied. Because they don't believe he plays for the team.
Well,
let me finish the story and then you can tell. Instead of being the, well, complete jackass like I would be. What do you mean? That would be me. All right.
Shocker.
He literally turns around, goes out, parks in a lot with everybody else. Tailgaters, gets out. Stop. Somebody recognizes him. Twitter photos are all over the place. He's taking pictures with people before he goes in the game. He paid to park in a tailgate lot. The guy's on the field returning punts for the Philadelphia Eagles, the 2-0 Philadelphia. Keenan Harmon, by the way. Keenan Harmon here.
Did you buy your jersey you wore last night at the pro shop?
Everybody from fans.
He had to have it special made. Right? He literally endears himself to the fan base immediately by being so humble. Go ahead, tell us, please, from your perspective.
You are kind. I mean, like you said, I... 25 going on 15. That's nice. You wouldn't think that if you saw my hairline. You think I might feel older.
Welcome to the club.
I'm probably the only Eagles player you're going to have.
Hold on a second.
Here.
Ready? Look. Your hat off.
Keep on living.
Your hat off.
Keep on living.
Look. There you go.
Keep on living.
I might be the only Eagles player you have on here that has to lower the mic, honestly.
You know, Sean can hook you up with Dr. Glad if you're looking to have that solved.
Yeah, talk to Leia, my wife. So basically I had my practice squad thing, because I was elevated yesterday, right? I'm not officially on the 53. And so I had my practice squad parking pass, was following Jake Elliott. Jake said, just follow me, they should, you know, let you in. And
Jake Elliott's not helping the age thing either. No, both of you are getting carded at every nightclub
every
you
night,
go to.
Exactly. So I pull up and they're like, hey, you don't have a certification to get in this. And I was like, oh, I just got elevated. I'm a return man, little receiver. They're like, sorry, man. The guy was just doing his job, honestly. Like, it has nothing to do with him. He was just doing his job. He's like, I can't let you park here. You don't have the
50, 60 bucks to park?
Yeah. And so,
reimburse you, Jeffrey Lurie.
You should frame that check.
Well, no. Honestly, the reason why, the reason I did it was, I like that. It reminds me of where I come from. It reminds me of every kid at some point has been that fan. And I've heard
about your promo modeling career here in a little bit.
Well, I've heard so much about the fans here, and I just honestly, even if that becomes a tradition for me, just never forget where you came from and who you're doing this for. And so if I park there every game now, and I'm walking through, and if it's like John Stockton in Barcelona, not a single person will recognize me, that is all right. You know, that I'm used to that my whole life, but...
Yeah, but people did recognize you.
There were a couple, yeah. But... You know, it kind of inspires you to walk by and see the fans and see little kids throwing a football, eating a bratwurst, whatever it is. It's like, it inspires you. So I might do that every game from now on.
And you need to be careful because if you start having some real success, you might never get out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Or by the time you get there, it might be drunk by osmosis. Just smelling everybody's breath and secondary air on the way in.
We smelled that at Xfinity Live yesterday. Right on the patio.
Oh, my God. That place. First of all, thanks to everybody at Xfinity Live. We know yesterday was a bit of a challenge with everything going on, but you guys pulled it off. We really had a great 500 people at our first tailgate on a night game.
And a stalker.
Oh.
Irv, yeah.
We'll talk about Irv's stalker later on.
This is the story I was hearing about.
Hold on, stalker.
I thought I was going to have to handle her.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been even funnier because all she would have needed to have done is fallen. And it should have been all over for you.
Yeah.
The two of them, I had a front row seat to that. After all of you left, they were still sitting there. I don't know the exchange that was going on between the two of them, but he was like, "Where you go?" And he stopped and he didn't get the second syllable out of going and just watches her walk off and then he goes the other direction and I think that was the last the two of them saw of each other.
She was trying to go with someone else.
Well, we know.
Yeah, you. Never she was can. In your trunk when you left last night.
All right, so anyway, enough of Irv's sexy profile here and his over 50 dating profile. Just kidding, Serena. We love you.
Look, Serena's not listening
She's
to
getting her
show.
Nails done right now for Cancun.
Actually, she is.
She told me yesterday.
When are you going to Cancun?
I'm going tomorrow morning, bro.
Till when?
Till when?
He has told
you. I gave you the schedule.
Five times.
10 times. I'm out.
I'm sorry. I'll mute both of you. I don't care. I'll Diaz both of your asses. I really don't care.
You're going to Cancun. I'll see you when I get back.
Let's get back to Britain because he's so this is an interesting story. I obviously I know a little bit about you just from being a fan of football, but not the history. And I want you to talk about your high school football days because this is interesting. I'm going to go through this and amazing. Grew up in Provo, Utah, which by the way is an excellent line for Fletch. Attended Timpview High School, where he played 2 years at quarterback and led his team to a 26-0 record, 2 state championships, totaled 4,492 passing yards, and threw for 56 touchdowns. Wow. This is in 26 games in 2 years, while also making 2,904 rushing yards and scoring 44 touchdowns as a runner.
Yo.
Wow.
Man.
Finished high school career 4th all-time in Utah touchdowns with 111. That's a fun thing you do on a bowling score, but we'll talk about that off air. Despite only playing 2 years, back-to-back state championships, 7,400 yards of total offense at the school. That's impressive, man.
You went back a ways. Yeah, you did your digging.
I dig a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that a lot of times in high school, you try and put your best athlete at quarterback. I think that's what makes the best high school teams. I actually won 3 state championships. My sophomore year, we had a quarterback who was really good, went and played in college, and I was playing sophomore quarterback at the time, and I said, I feel like I could play varsity. Maybe I'll just go play receiver. So I went and played receiver for him. So that I had a little bit of receiver background. But then, junior year, switched to quarterback. And I've always felt like quarterbacks make the best slot receivers. Yeah, I mean, you can name so many
Edelman.
So many slot receivers who've gone on, or quarterbacks who've gone
on. Our Swami can name all of them.
Yeah, I mean, Greg Ward is one of them, for example, right? And even guys like Greg, not the tallest, maybe not even the fastest, but smart. And that's kind of where they make their money. And so, for me, that's been a big reason behind my success. I feel like getting into college was getting on the same page as the quarterback and seeing everything like a quarterback does, right? Especially when you get into those read routes and option routes that the slot runs. If your quarterback trusts you, the playbook just grows. And so that's kind of been the first thing that I've done as I transitioned to receiver was make sure the quarterback knows how I'm seeing the game so he can trust me there. 3rd down and 5 option routes. Even with Jalen, talking about that when I came in. And so that's, I feel like that's helped me for years, and I keep trying to convince the coaches to put in double passes. I've done that since my time at Utah. I would always go up with a play drawn and be like, hey, So
talk about the transition. I mean, people don't really understand it, but the transition from the school that you went to here in the pros.
Yeah.
And how much was it of it was a surprise to you, or how much of it wasn't? And how you've been able to adjust so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this is a great question to ask every player who's on this show, right? When you get into this level, I mean, every single player was the star, not only at their college team, but probably in their conference, right? In their whole conference. And the basically the difference between a great player and a good player is not as big because everybody's good at this level. I would say the biggest shock to me was two things. Closing speed. In college, you catch it and you got about 2 seconds to kind of figure out where to go.
Depending on what college player.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I played at Pac-12. I'm sure you have your thoughts. But here, you catch it, and if you turn up field, you've got Fletcher Cox already bearing down on you. You know, so I'd say the closing speed, but then also the intelligence of like the offensive line and defensive line. You can play with Travis Kelce, quarterback. That's how smart he is, right? He understands defenses in a way that in college you never have to think about. People don't disguise defenses like they do in the NFL. So those were the two things that were the biggest jump. But for me, other things that weren't as big of a jump was running with the ball. I feel like my skill set has transitioned very nicely to this level. And route running, one-on-ones, at Utah, we actually had a lot of amazing DBs. I think we've got 6 or 7 of them that are starting in the league right now. Marcus Williams, Julian Blackman, Jalen Johnson, Terrell Burgess, Jack. Like, I could name a bunch that I was able to go against day in, day out in practice, which was really important for me coming here because I'm, you know, Avante Maddox, Slay. It's not intimidating to me.
He didn't have a big game yesterday.
No, not at all.
He's pretty good, though.
Oh, that man. Anyway, so that's what helped me kind of transition.
Nice, nice.
The last night, I mean, we were talking about this before we went on air, the experience that was, first of all, your first Monday Night Football game and your first game at the Link. I know you played in a lot of big-time college right. games, playing out in the Pac-12, being in a Rose Bowl. Speak to what that experience was like last night for you, being behind the doors before they hit the We Salute You with AC/DC and that walk through the tunnel yeah. and coming out to the field and running on the field. What was that experience like for you last yeah. night from a personal standpoint?
I mean, I was telling you earlier, it's as a kid in Utah, we didn't have a pro football team there, right? We had the Utah Blaze Arena League team. But I grew up.
It's all right. Philadelphia Soul was pretty big around yeah, here for a long yeah. time.
Bon Jovi and your boy, Jaws, you're next.
I like that team name, Utah Blaze. I like that team name.
Yeah, I know you do, Sean.
Johnny Blaze.
So I grew up dreaming of playing college football. You know, playing in the pros. Playing in the pros was such a distant dream, I didn't think about it too much. So to be here is almost beyond a dream for me. And to be next to these guys, and like you said, going out of the tunnel, seeing the Link packed, I felt like a little kid, right? And that's what was kind of fun, walking through the tailgaters, was I don't feel that far removed from that stage of just dreaming of it and visualizing it and imagining it. So the good thing is I've prepared enough where I wasn't wide-eyed. You know, I'm not nervous back there on a punt return or if I get called out, put in a receiver. I'm not wide-eyed in the sense that I'm nervous, but I am appreciative. You know, I do love it. I have a passion for the game and getting better. Even like I'm still pissed off at myself about one of my returns on Monday night and exactly I knew what I should have done wrong or what I did wrong, and I've played it over 150 times in my mind and I've watched film on it, and so I'm ready to go out there next time and do it differently. I just, you know, I feel like a lot of times when you're my size and kind of an underdog throughout your life, you have this drive to just get better and take advantage of your opportunities. So that's why I like Philly. You know, you got to be that way, honestly. But it was a dream.
Is there anybody on the team?
We gotta take a break here. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to get your attention over there.
That's all
he's
right.
staring at you because you're the good-looking guy here.
Yeah, he doesn't want to see you.
He definitely okay. didn't look at me once. Yeah. So.
Everybody, real quick, Echelon Health and Fitness, located in Voorhees, New Jersey, voted best gym in South Jersey 5 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month. Family and locally owned indoor track, newest cardio and strength training equipment, 3 studios, indoor pool, whirlpool and dry sauna, kids club, over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions per week. Pump and grit, boot camp, barras, yoga, Zumba, spin, hot bar. MBSC Thrive Personal Training, everything. Member perks, Echelon members save at over 800 local businesses simply for being an active member. Member save while helping to support local businesses. Coming to Audubon, New Jersey as well in early 2023. Call 856-454-2000. 856-454-2976. That's 856-454-2976 for a free 30-day all-access pass. Or go to echelonhf.com. That's echelonhealthfitnesshf.com. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I didn't know if I had the voice or not. I was truly professional. Everybody, the Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Player Show from Live Casino here in South Philadelphia with special guest Eagles punt returner and wide receiver Britton Covey. We'll be back right after this. Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer, all applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You guys, it is the Green Legion Radio Players Show every Tuesday night here at Live Casino South Philadelphia. Irving Fryer, Super Sam Brady, Sean Brace, Sackmaster, and special guest Philadelphia Eagles punt returner and Chris Sack, Philly's apologist. I'm sorry. Britton Covey. Britton Covey, everybody.
Let's go.
No outs?
No outs.
Well, it's about time they started to do something because they've been asleep for the last 5 days.
Yes, sir. Right. They were at the Eagles game last night, most of them. But
yeah, I know. I saw that.
They didn't sleep during that. That was an exciting game.
It's all good. Britton, we're back and got so much still to go over with you. So you traded blue for red, huh?
Blue for red, yes, I did.
You want to hear a funny story? Oh, I don't know. It has something to do with about 88 family members that were all BYU supporters in a big way. You were a huge BYU supporter. As a matter of fact, you had a promotional modeling career at age 11, from what I understand.
You did your digging. Let me tell you that. He is the stalker.
He wasn't the stalker.
He's the stalker.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. You're welcome, and I can show you guys that photo later on if you want.
Man.
Oh, he is into it and pissed.
Oh, yeah. Jimmer Fredette, the GOAT.
Jimmer.
Greatest of all time, baby.
This was promoting, I think, a Wyoming basketball game. Which you guys absolutely, well, BYU trounced them 84 to 60.
Jimmer scored 78 of those points.
That was pre-Jimmer.
Pre-Jimmer.
Yeah, the Lee Comard era.
But, so growing up, you were a huge BYU fan and kind of disgusted by the Utes. In every way. And then, as a junior in high school, Utah came at you pretty hard and, you can tell that story.
A lot of people know who Kyle Whittingham is, right? Head coach for Utah. Wonderful coach, wonderful person. His brother was my high school head coach, Kerry Whittingham. So there, you know, I think that was the initial phase of making me realize, I guess Utah's not so bad. I mean, I had shirts when I was 10, 13 years old. It said, "Friends, don't let friends go to the U." That was my go-to shirt. My brother played football at BYU. My uncle was a starting quarterback at BYU. Yep. My uncle started quarterback at BYU, lost his job to Ty Detmer, actually.
Hey!
And at the time, everybody was saying, "How could you lose your job?" And then Ty Detmer went on to win the Heisman. BYU blood runs deep, but when you start getting up towards, you know, your later years, a lot of times you realize that opportunity is
your
important.
Later years, huh?
Yeah, your later
wow,
years.
Wow, you are adorable.
Come on.
He still fits that BYU shirt that he had.
I probably do. Yeah. But, Utah had a history of using the slot receiver. I don't know if you guys remember Kalen Clay, played punt returner for the Bills. He was before me and Reggie Dunn.
I do not know that name.
Yeah, some good slot receivers. I mean, even dating back to Steve Smith, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know who Steve Smith is. So they had a great history and tradition of punt returners, kick returners, slot receivers. And that was appealing to me because I was transitioning from quarterback to receiver, and I needed someone who believed in me and saw past, you know, 5'8", all those things. And that was Coach Whittingham. That was Coach Scally. And so it was interesting. When I committed, my mom didn't have a single Utah shirt in her closet. She had to borrow one from our neighbor. But my whole family.
I bet you that was tense. Don't let your grass get too long.
You're right. But all 88, let me tell you, blood is thicker than water, though. Instantly, every single family member switched loyalties and not went against BYU, but came to the U.
Well, your father went to BYU, and all eight of his siblings.
Yes.
Accurate. I'm not even reading. I know that. There was a great article in The Athletic about you. If you guys want to read up something about Britton Covey, just entertaining and cool as hell. Look up Britton Covey, The Athletic. It's a great article. It talks a lot. It's interesting. I mean, you know, it's kind of like Sean Bradley's dad, Marcus Bradley, who's been a staunch Giants fan for ages.
Yeah.
All right. And his son now plays linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he suits up in green. He grits his teeth every now and then,
but he
suits up in green. And I actually enjoy the hell out of hearing about stuff like this. And again, it was one of your games where 80 plus of your relatives who were all BYU fans got dressed up in red and, you know, traded blue for red. And
it's pretty inspiring. Blood is thicker than water. I think I said that even Travis Kelce the other, earlier in the show, but I meant Jason. But to see them, to see him come to the game dressed
cool,
in his
right?
brother's jersey last night was really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
So 2015 freshman All-American. You took 2 years off for a missionary in Chile.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, you know, it's a hard decision.
And listen, man, you want to knock on my door, I'll open it.
Hey, look, if you don't,
that definitely takes a true missionary mission to go into his apartment.
Hey, let me tell you, people, yeah, we'll see.
You thought you saw some strange things there. Go to Quimby's.
People run.
You're fired, Chris.
What happens at Quimby's stays at Quimby's.
Hey, I didn't divulge. I was just saying.
Please continue.
Yes. Elaborate.
Well, as we're a family-friendly program here.
Right. Well, I know that's, you know, I would always put myself in the shoes of other people, and I'm like, you run away from us, I get it. Trust me. Like it.
Oh no,
it's understandable.
You know, you have your faith, and you represent what you believe.
Right.
I'm good with that.
And a big portion of it, though, was just to help. It was service. I mean, I spent time building houses. I spent time teaching English. I actually found the local American football.
Could you
team.
Teach a couple of these guys a little bit more English? Especially Diaz. Fortunately, he isn't here right now.
Actually, you should be thanking the heavens that Diaz isn't
I
here.
I actually made up a word today on air.
Did you really?
Yeah, I forget what it was.
Who was Cullen? What was
wasn't
the,
a word, yeah.
What was the Diaz word yesterday? We'll talk about that, Britton, please.
Save it for the second
It wasn't a nice word. We don't. No, we won't.
Anyways, so I spent time. I found the local American football team in Chile.
Stop. Wait.
No. American football, and it is the greatest, funniest thing. Los Alligators is what they call them. And they are a group of about men aged 20 to 45 or 50. And
he's pointing at you.
I'm sorry. Irv and I are out.
They just want to play football. They love watching the NFL. They have no idea how to play. Probably a third or fourth grade team could compete with them here. But it is the cutest and greatest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, it's kind of like the U.S. women's soccer team, but we won't get into that.
Oh, no, no, no.
Wow.
That is not true. Anyway,
you're wrong. You're just wrong.
Hold on a second. Bring it. I'll handle all of them. Come on. Please.
Okay. Well, so I helped coach them and teach them the game, and it was so funny because
that's awesome.
We would show up to the games and they're wearing.
So they were actually physically having football games.
Yes, having football games.
How many people?
They probably had 20 guys on each team.
Really?
Yeah.
On each team.
And they'd play.
You're talking 40 Chileans.
Oh yeah. I should.
That is awesome. Yeah.
They would
please
play
do.
Against the local team from the city across, and it was hilarious because they didn't have regulation uniforms. This was things that they had got on eBay or online. So your left tackle and your left guard were wearing Brett Favre and Peyton Manning jerseys. You know, it was basically dark jerseys versus light jerseys. And you got your quarterback wearing a, you know, Darius Slade jersey, things like that. And it was entertaining. And I remember teaching them, and that was kind of the thing. I'd say, look, if we teach you a little bit about football, let me share a message about God with you. And they're like, okay, sure. You know, so that was a fun time.
Three-time first team All Pac-12, 2018, 2019. Didn't you? You ripped your knee up a little bit, right?
Yeah, Pac-12 championship game, 2018.
2020, 2021, All American, 2021. Probably most famous for a 97-yard punt return in the Rose Bowl against Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
And what? I had to cheat. 208 total all-purpose yards in that particular game. Second all-time in a single game for Utah.
Yeah. Well, probably the first time anyone over here on the East Coast watched Utah football, let's be honest. So.
Let me ask you a question. Would you consider that your greatest moment in college football? Of the Rose Bowl, that many people, and shutting up all those idiot Ohio State fans?
We can agree on that.
No, because we lost. I would say my greatest was the Pac-12 championship game a few weeks before, just because I had gotten there twice before and lost in the championship. Didn't get to play in either of those games. One was because of the knee, and then the other one was also because of the knee the following year. I couldn't play in it. And me and Devin Lloyd, starting linebacker for the Jaguars now, we kind of made a decision. We could have gone.
He was going to have a difficult time getting drafted in the first round.
Yeah, we kind of made a decision because we both were close to leaving in 2020, but we said we kind of have an unfinished business. We want to come back and do that. And
right.
So that was, you know, that was really cool to do, you know, kind of lead that team and finish that business.
The Jaguars beat who yesterday, or on Sunday, 24
Colts.
Yeah, Colts have,
8 straight losses in Jacksonville, and for that idiot drunken owner, Jim Irsay, careful what you wish for, because Carson's actually playing well in Washington as compared to
Stop
Matt
it.
Ryan.
Stop it.
Look at Matt Ryan. Terrible. Pathetic.
Well, Matt Ryan's 400 years old.
You reap what you sow.
Jesus. Matt Ryan is no Sam Brady.
He needs to retire.
Yeah, there's the look we were looking for. We were trying to achieve. All right, where are we at on time here? Jansen, what do we got? We're going to what time right now?
I think we're going to 40.
Thanks,
you can go
Jansen.
To 40. You can do whatever you want, Quinn.
Go to 40? All right. Go.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Good answer.
You know, obviously focusing on punt returning right now and solidifying yourself in that position. At some point in time, you know, are you going to say, put me in coach and see what you can do with wide receiver? Or, I mean, you try to focus on one. What are you trying to accomplish right now in your immediate future?
Well, I think especially as you get into the NFL, I think it's really important to be a very self-aware player and understanding your role. And looking at my role right now, that is what I'm trying to own. I mean, you understood this. Like you said, your first Pro Bowl was as a return man. I understand that my role on this team is going to start as a return man. And if I'm a coach and I look at the four receivers we have ahead of me, I'm playing those four guys. You know what I mean? I'm not. I understand that. And so for me as a receiver, I'm trying to be that fifth guy that knows all three positions. Heck, I know the tight end position. If three tight ends go down, you can put, you know, be that fifth guy where someone goes down for
I would love to see you block as a tight end.
Let's hope
Andre Dillard's out right now. I mean, if Jordan Mailata goes down, push into the tackles.
Stay low.
Yeah.
Make sure you stay low.
Basically know all those positions and give the coaches confidence where if someone goes down for a quarter or a half or three games, you don't panic because you know what I can do. And you see it during practice. You've seen it during camp. And the team doesn't panic. Jalen doesn't panic because he trusts me. And so
we're going to get into him. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
My heart's pumping right now. My new man crush. I'm sorry, Nate Gary. You're done. You're out of my world forever.
Just real quick. I mean, I know we got to go to a break here coming up. But Greg Ward used to be the emergency third quarterback.
Right.
You have some quarterback experience. Does that make you now that guy that's in that role just in case anything happens to both Gardner and Jalen in the game?
Yeah. I mean, right now, Ian Book is still on active, so I don't know. Maybe. We'll
have
to see.
Is he on the active roster?
He was, but I don't know if he dressed. So we'll see, because acquired him, so he had to be on active for a little bit. But I don't know if he's dressing.
I got one question for you. And this is really interesting because I want to know what goes through your mind when that ball is up in the air. But last night, Jalen Reagor heard it, right? There was some loud boos. He's back there to return the punt.
Oh, my God.
Question, when that ball's in the air, is it just focus? I'm going to get my head taken off if I don't focus? Or do you think it was so loud that he did hear those boos as the ball was coming down to him?
Well, I mean, with Reagor, I'm not sure. You know, that would be a tough environment. That would be a really tough environment to play in, and I'm not sure.
Hey, that's the most productive we've seen him.
Oh, man.
If you're focused, you don't hear the
crowd. If you're focused, you don't.
If you're focused, you don't hear the crowd.
I mean, I could, and he could tell you as well, there's such a science to punt return. I could tell you and break it down exactly what I'm thinking about the first 2 seconds.
You want to talk about managing and tempering yourself in so many ways? You know it.
I did it for eight years.
I mean, you have to follow an oblong-shaped ball that's spinning through the air with absolutely no control whatsoever until it gets 5 feet from your breadbasket, along with trying to determine the other 11 people that are trying to kill you.
Well, that's why the most important thing is securing it, first and foremost. It has always been that. It always will be. Especially when you have a great offense, you know, you have to secure it. You saw the Titans the last two games. Two muffed punts, one of them led to the game-winning touchdown. And so the most important thing is to secure that. And then we can talk after because, you know, I think we can have a great punt return unit. I'm excited to get better. And
well, we're going to give you an incentive when we come back.
Okay. Uh-oh. I like that.
Yeah. But let's do this. I'm not going to do a live read right now. We're a little bit behind. The Green Legion, the Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Players Show from Live Casino here in South Philadelphia. Got a nice little crowd here. Out to see Britton Covey. Everybody, we appreciate it being here. We got 10 more minutes when we come back from break here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this.
Gotta keep them separated.
Everybody, don't hang out alone in the man cave for football this season. Try hanging out at cheerleaders with sexy entertainers, $4 domestic games and specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. They were with us yesterday at the tailgate.
Yes, they were.
They were excellent. They had a
blast.
Yes, they were. They were on par in every way. That Jordan Mylott assigned football, you know, I was about to go over the railing and beat that guy up from Canada to get that ball out of his hand. Literally, mall ball. We're going to call mall ball at him. Stop in before, during, or after the game, not only to see your favorite entertainers, but also your chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. All right, Britton.
Yes.
You've got an interesting situation that you may not, you know, you understand rivalries. You understand, you know, hated opponents. I believe I can speak for 98% of the Philadelphia fan base when I say this Sunday's game against the Redskins pretty important, not just because it's a division.
The Commanders.
What I said.
He said the R word.
Yes.
that we grew up with.
FCC, send me the letter. The Commodes.
The Commodes. There you
go. The Commodes.
Go.
All right.
Nice, Washington.
Nice.
And it's weird because Carson Wentz is actually playing well. I didn't think there was enough therapy in the world for him to actually play well.
Well, it is week two.
And you guys need to shut him up this Sunday. And one of those elements, we've had a very storied history on this show with players. And you know, a lot of the players that we have on this show are first-year, second-year players. Those breaking into the league, it's something that's offered. It's been offered by Diaz, and you know, I'll continue the tradition. There's called the Green Legion Radio Bump.
Yes,
and it's the incentive program. If, in fact, and this is just fun gesture,
friends.
If in fact, you return a touchdown this week, you guys can take my car for the week.
We can.
It's the really nice white one out in the corner when you two down from where yours is.
You could talk to Boston because he can put the blocks on the pedals just like he did when he had it back in 2019. Well, we can hook you up with that.
30,000 miles later. In 2 days.
In 2 days.
I mean, what's this white car? I mean, I know about it, but what is this white car?
It's completely loaded CLS 550.
Oh, it's a minivan.
Oh,
a Prius.
No Prius.
Very smooth.
No, and I'll fill it up with gas. You guys take it. Have fun. It's got 4,000 miles on it. You'll enjoy the hell out of it.
You have to return right now.
You have to return a punt.
You got to return a punt. You know what?
Yeah.
And there could be a vote. You know what? If you get close to the house and it sets up a touchdown, you know, but well, you have to come back Tuesday and you have to say, hey, thanks for this. Here's the keys and see you later.
Okay.
So,
I mean, that's the mindset. So another incentive can't hurt.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, it would be awesome though to incentivize this a little bit more.
I guarantee it's top 10 cars in your lot.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm so scared of crashing in the lot of the facility.
Nah, don't worry. Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey, will take care of that. We'll have additional coverage for you, and we'll have it right from that day. We're
nice
good to
work.
Go.
Nice.
So,
nice work.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You were asking all the questions today. You like hogged all the time. Mr. Covey's here.
I'm letting you guys roll. You know what? You want to do all this research?
No, you just. I did some research. I did do some
get
research.
At it,
I didn't do as much as you did, obviously.
I am the stalker here.
You stalker, Mr. Covey. I want to know. You know, we talked about the transition from college into the NFL a little bit already, and I remember my transition. You know, I played in Nebraska, but I was a wingback.
Yeah.
At Nebraska, and I got drafted as a wide receiver. So I really had to learn how to play wide receiver coming into the NFL. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit of a tough transition for me, but I had to glean from somebody on the team. Some guys saw me as a threat, so some didn't talk to me. Some wouldn't have anything to do with me, but others didn't. And I was able to glean from them and learn actually the position. Who is it that you're gleaning from? Who is it that you're learning from on the team?
Yeah. Well, that's a great point you make, because a lot of in this process, this draft process, you know, talking with a lot of receivers, training with receivers, everybody wanted to go somewhere where they had a chance to play right away. Understandably, right? I even wanted that, of course. But I ended up in a spot and I chose, right, the Eagles. And a big reason why was because of the mentorship that I knew I would get. I mean, when can you say you can learn from...
You also knew Rager was getting out of Dodge and there was going to be a punt returner position.
I honestly didn't know that. You never know, but...
That's just Quimby.
Yeah. When can you learn from Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Quez Watkins, Greg Ward, right, guys that like that? I take it every day as an opportunity to learn. I want to know how good can I really be, and I think that the best way to learn that isn't just by playing right away. It's by learning every day from those guys. I mean, Devontae Smith for me is just a true pro. The work he puts in every day that people don't know about, the little dumb little drills he does for an hour every day with tennis balls, with a coach in the weight room when nobody's there. Things like that are things that I admire. And then film studies, even seeing guys like, I always like to look at the guys that are less physically gifted, because I'm not 6'4". I can't rely on that.
Hey, look, that's why I'm in radio, bro.
Okay, you got a good face for radio.
Dancing.
Yes.
Yes. Dancing. You're lucky there's only 5 minutes left, or you'd be fired too.
Mark that. Yes.
Sorry. I apologize.
No.
Hold on. I agree with them. Never apologize to me.
Never apologize.
Okay. Well, for me, I have physical gifts, but I'm not 6'4". I'm not 200 pounds. I'm quick. I'm fast. I'm smart. But I look at guys who have made it in the league because of different attributes and what they do and how they survive and what makes them special. Someone like Gardner Minshew. Gardner is a great quarterback, doesn't have the arm that a lot of quarterbacks have, doesn't have the legs that a lot of quarterbacks have, but he's good enough to be a starting quarterback in this league.
Yep.
And it's because of the intangibles of, or it's because how smart he is, how much film work he puts in. And so I've loved watching film with him. I loved understanding how he works and his process. So for me, it's a lot of those types of things. Mm-hmm. There's only so much physically that you can learn, because I can't move like A.J. Brown.
Right.
But I can work like Devontae. I can, you know, understand how Quez sees this differently than someone else. So yeah, I think mentorship is huge. And I'm just excited, you know, if there's one thing you'll learn about me is I just want to get better. I just want to put my head down and work. And being behind these guys is a great way to do it.
Coaching staff, Nick Sirianni, Shane Steichen, what's it like working with them on a day-to-day basis? They were talking about in the national broadcast last night, and I think we saw it towards the end of last season. You said that the Eagles got hot down the stretch, winning 7 of the last 10. The culture that Nick Sirianni has brought here to Philadelphia, from previous stops that he had with the Chargers and with the Colts, what have you noticed as part of the locker room with how he is and his offensive scheme and how he runs his locker room here?
Well, I've played for a lot of different offensive coordinators throughout my college career, and the second year going into a system is huge. There's not that huge learning curve that a lot of times you got to go through with these no huddle. I mean, you saw a lot of our success came from getting on the ball quickly last night. You can't do that early in the season in your first year with success. So I think a big part of it is just being in the second year of a scheme. And then the other part of it is he's earned the respect of the team. So now when he wants to implement a culture or a strategy or whatever it is, we trust him. You know, and I think that it takes time to earn that type of respect. And Coach Sirianni is a dog. I mean, he literally would line up and play if he could. He has a switch in him when you get on the football field where he's just got that fire in his eyes, and that respect that's earned because of it.
You would have never known from the Quincy Williams situation against the Jets.
Exactly, yeah. But that's how he is in practice during a walkthrough, right? And so it's, you know, part of it is the second year of a system, which is huge, huge for a quarterback, for an offensive line. But then also it's, okay, this guy's got our respect. We know what he's like day in, day out. Let's live this culture. And then just the guys, when you have Brandon Graham on the team, you know, backing up that culture, when you got Lane Johnson, Kels, it's like, what more can you ask for? That's why we're 2-5.
Quick!
That's what's gonna, oh, am I allowed to say that on the radio?
Yeah,
someone told me it was Philadelphia, and that I would get props if I said that.
It's okay. So. I'll get the letter and the fine. And
you got props.
Jari Evans was far worse last year.
Yeah. Well,
it's the gamble.
My friends at Utah will laugh because they've probably never even heard me swear.
I was about to say, I'm a little, I'm impressed.
Well, I'm quoting Kelsey in the future.
It doesn't count then.
I promise you
it
that will
count.
Be the first thing that is said tomorrow. We're not worth crap. Yeah. And that's what it's going to be. And that's why we're going to stay humble and hungry.
I love it.
Yeah.
Jansen, how much time do we have?
You can break now.
Good. Break now. Yeah, okay. We can do that. All right, you guys, look. Britton Covey, thank you so much for being here, man.
Get that Mercedes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Seriously, great guest. Honestly, great guest. Excellent on radio. Pleasure to have you. Would have you back again if you want to join us.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you as well to his wife, Leah, for being out here supporting. You guys, make sure you stay with us. We got another hour of football talk, and it is about yesterday's game, you guys. The Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Players Show, live at Live Casino. Everybody, if you're around, stop in and see us. Irving Fryer, Chris Sack, Sean Brace, Super Sam, Lauren, intern Lauren, Squatch. Where's Squatch? There she is. And we want to thank Britton Covey one more time for being here, you guys.
Yeah.
And everybody here to see it. You guys, we'll be back right after this.
But I think Gannon will figure that out, and I think he's a good coach.
They better stop the run tonight.
Hold on a second.
Answer this game
hold
tonight,
on. But
how
I
many,
think he will be fine.
How many?
What was that?
He just.
He just chopped you up about yesterday.
Did he chop me up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. John Jansen back in studio. Nobody cares. Green Legion Radio, Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Players Show every Tuesday night from Live Casino here in South Philadelphia. Everybody, make sure you come on down if you're around. We got Lauren sitting in right now. She might not say much. She hasn't yet.
I'm the new player.
There it is.
Show.
You know nice. What? And
you get to talk hockey for.
Yeah, you know. Oh God, no. Stop. We're done with that. You guys, Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Family owned and operated for 30 years. They offer commercial, residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check at Premier Window Cleaning. Your satisfaction level needs to be 100% as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. 267-534-5198. Or head to their excellent URL website address, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Irv, since you feel like you haven't had enough to talk about yet, let's jump right into this. All right, it's game time. All right, we got the box score. We got everything. I want you to talk about Devontae Smith because one stat that impresses me more than anything from yesterday's game, 7 targets, 7 receptions.
Well, Jalen was 11 for 11 at one point. And then I think Goddard dropped the ball that would have made him 12. It was a good pass. Matter of fact, it was a great pass, but Goddard didn't hold on to it. So he would have been 12-12. They got him involved. Obviously, he's a player that you have to have involved. They mixed it up a lot, starting at the beginning drive. I think I saw Pascal in the backfield at one point, and they got Boston Scott involved early on, which normally you don't see him until later on in the game. So they started putting in different personnel and spreading the ball around early in that game. Maybe they heard what I said in the pregame.
I think they did.
When I talked about, because
you were loud enough.
when Quez caught his touchdown, that was.
We're not talking about that yet.
I know we're not talking about that yet, but what I'm talking about is offensively what they were doing in terms of stacking one side and creating a lopsided defense and those.
You did see trips.
The route combinations caused that safety to jump the 7 route, which was Goddard. And
there he goes. Came That's wide it. Open. Talk numbers, baby. Love that. Love that. Love when Hollis did it. Love when you do it. Go.
Yeah, that's what happened. It causes confusion when you have nice route combinations. And that's what we saw yesterday. And that's why you get guys wide open, receivers wide open. That's what happened on that particular play. So it was really good to see them open up and use all of their personnel, because what that does, it keeps the defense from guessing actually who you're actually trying to get the ball to, whether it's the backfield or whether it's trying to throw the ball down the field. Everybody involved, it was just a great, you know what, I don't think it mattered who they were going to play yesterday.
Can they
I
were ready this? To go?
It didn't matter. Whoever showed up yesterday was getting beat. I heard Jalen talk about it all week long. You heard the linemen talk about the fact that they didn't protect the quarterback. The standard that they supposedly have established in that locker room, they were pissed off that they did not meet that standard last week, 2 weeks ago, when they played the Lions. It didn't feel right to them, didn't feel right to us, and they were upset about that. So no matter who showed up this week that they were going to play, they were going to whoop their behind. It just didn't matter. They were going to show up. They're not going to play like that every week, but it was a great showing offensively and defensively.
Sean, to you, I want to hear what you thought about Miles Sanders in the running attack.
Wow, what a difference, right? And it's not to say that the thing about Miles is we know he's got the skills. We know he's got the athleticism. We know that when he's healthy, he can do that. Exactly that. Can he stay healthy? And for the most part, he's been a guy that's hit the hole and not really bounced around. But, you know, that's been a little bit of a flaw in his game and pass. But the main thing that's hampered him is just, can he stay healthy? If he's healthy, that backfield altogether and the play calling, those guys were on top of their game. Both Shane and of course, Sirianni, they come up with the game plan through the course of the week. I said this on air today, when they went back to back, that same play, that same draw, I think Scott got the second one. I forget who got the first one. I love that. And if they can all stay healthy, of course, Miles leading the charge with Jalen in the mix, that's one heck of a backfield right there.
Moving on to Sackmaster. All right. Talk about Jalen, because right now, you wonder when and if there's going to be a hiccup. But at this particular point in time, like I have preached, trying to speak a language you understand, Rev, I have preached that Jalen has put in the work. He continues to improve every single week. We don't need him. We didn't need him to be a great quarterback. We needed him to be a good quarterback. However, as of the first 2 weeks, he's been a pretty great damn quarterback.
I think last night you watched the NFC Offensive Player of the Week play. He was very impressive. He was sharp. He wasn't getting blitzed last night like he was getting blitzed in Detroit.
O-line stepped up, like Irv was saying.
They did, but you know, that team last night, the Vikings weren't sending the pressure like Detroit was sending the pressure the week before. They were playing a lot more zone, and he was picking them apart. And he was accurate in doing so.
Threading the needle a few times. My seats are dead center end zone above the Jumbotron for Roswell. And I get to watch the plays develop like you would on,
coach's film.
Yeah. And watching him thread the needle on some of these passes, his confidence level continues to rise.
There was a couple instances, though, last night. Like, yeah, he scored two rushing touchdowns last night, and I'm happy that he did so. But he took unnecessary hits trying to get into the end zone. I worry about the durability through the course of a 17-game season, because remember, when we look back, 2017, Carson on that Thursday night football game against the Carolina Panthers, and he took on Thomas Davis near the goal line. And everyone's like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Well, guess what happened later on in the season in L.A.? He went into the end zone and he shredded every damn ligament in his knee. To me, it's one of those things to where I appreciate Jalen doing it. But there's a time, there's a place to do it. And with the way his accuracy has improved this year, he's completing over 70% of his passes. Like, you don't have to put your body in harm's way as many times as he has through the first 2 weeks. It scared me at the end of the first half last night where he came up and he was kind of holding stuff there.
Yeah.
And then he was getting stretched out in the sideline before opening kickoff in the second half. I worry about the durability in him and Slay. Slay towards the end of the game last night, too. Biggest players in the game last night. And I'm a little bit worried about their durability throughout the course of the season.
Sam. Okay, but I am telling you right now, they're not going to stop, because that's the kind of player that he is. He is not going to stop going after it. He's not going to start putting himself in that position. He's not going to stop almost getting hurt. I couldn't breathe 75% of that game last night. I held my breath during every play. My poor father's arm has bruises all over it because I would just hit him.
Kind of like Diaz.
Big Sam.
Kind of like Diaz's from last week.
It was awful, I'm telling you. But he's not going to stop. That's just the kind of player he is. It's the player he's been. He's not going to stop.
I agree. I appreciate that. I appreciate the hustle, the effort, and the love of the game. But our hopes, you're saying NFC Championship game or bust, Quimby. And a lot of people last night were thinking Super Bowl after that game. For right or wrong reasons, you're thinking about
it was for every reason that Herb just talked about. If you get yourself amped up, if you're prepared to play like they were last night, and Herb said, whoever was coming into our house last night was getting their ass whooped. All right?
Home field advantage means everything.
If you 14-3, but now it could be 15-2.
Wait a minute. You're the one who said we weren't going to win that game last night.
I know, but
he did it for selfish reasons.
It didn't mean I didn't want him to.
So did Slash.
If they can deflate and inflate every week like that, they're not going to. And Jalen's not going to play like that every week. Will he go backwards? No, he won't go backwards because he never has gone backwards. He'll continue to get better. Will he have a hiccup? Yeah, there'll be a hiccup because it's just the way the ball bounces in the NFL. Will he stop? No, he's not going to stop running the ball. He's going to continue to be who he is. The reason he's able to thread the needle now. The reason he's playing as well as he's playing right now is because the game has slowed down for him right now. Why has the game slowed down for him?
Because he's in his third year.
Yes, this is his second year, his full second year, in the same system. He's never been in the same system before. He understands it now. He's way ahead of the curve from where he's used to being at this point in the season.
But do you want to see him week after week after week challenging linebackers at the goal line? Himself in that kind of harm's way.
If they don't tackle him, yeah.
Because if he gets hurt and Gardner Minshew is your starting quarterback moving forward.
He wasn't at risk.
Hey.
It was horrible.
What the hell is that talk?
It was horrible tackle.
Knock it off.
I don't want to talk that way, but it's realistic. We've seen it happen.
The
Eagles quarterbacks don't last physically around here.
Yeah.
Every single quarterback that we've had.
Do me a favor.
Every single one.
Me a favor.
I'm a realist.
Do me a favor.
I'm a realist.
Shut up. Get up, go over there, come back with a better attitude.
I swear to you, I didn't get that vibe at all last night. I didn't. I get it.
We didn't in 2017 either.
I totally understand. They're going through it with Buffalo too. Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a force up there. If they lose Josh Allen, that's everything they have. But he's not going to stop playing his game. Jalen Hurts is a running back playing the quarterback position. Simple as that. And he's going to continue to. I mean, that second touchdown.
But he did go through checkdowns. At least had an opportunity to get to his second checkdown last night.
He's got to be able to use his legs. He's got to be allowed to use his legs. You cannot take that away from him because that's a factor that you just cannot defend. That's what takes this offense to another level. Listen, the worst quarterback injury I've ever seen in the NFL, in the history of the NFL, at least in my tenure, that I've seen, was Joe Theismann. He wasn't running. He was in the pocket. You get hurt
Smith in the same spot.
He was with coked up Lawrence Taylor.
Well, yeah, but he was in the pocket. They were all twisted up and banged up. You know, that's where you get worse injuries, when people are falling on your legs and you're in the pocket.
Did you guys see the Arizona game with Kyler Murray and what he was doing with those plays? Making it last 20 seconds.
But he didn't get hit.
Look, you're going to get hit. Not go through my mind one bit of Jalen Hurts getting hurt. It's just interesting that was your take. Look, obviously we can't afford an injury to the starting quarterback. What NFL team can, right? So I'm with you, but not one time did I look at Jalen Hurts going, oh, man, I hope he's all right. I hope he's going
to
make it.
Seasons have been ruined over the last 20 years because of injuries to our quarterbacks. McNabb, Vic, Foles, Carson Wentz. They have been ruined because of that. That's all I'm saying. You got to think with that context.
I
don't challenge the linebackers when you can thread the needle.
I just want to interrupt right now and tell you that Lauren is a huge Phillies fan. When we were at the game together, her, Jam, Tony, and myself, and she saw that Harper and Reese were all at the game, she kind of lost her mind. And if you paid attention to anything going on here during this particular segment, she's not listening to a damn thing we're saying. She's watching this game like it's
Harper's up on bat.
Yes.
You want to know why I'm being negative right now?
Yes, I do know.
That right there.
Yes, I do know. I do know why.
It's a triple over.
I just want
to. It's right there on that TV, man.
By the way, a huge shout out to Big Sam in the house with us right now.
I'm surprised he's not running the poker table out there.
Hey, and I just want to say this.
And Herb's nephew?
Isaiah.
What's up, man?
Is your entire family physically gifted? Because I'm kind of sick to my stomach.
He's a beast. He's a beast. That's my sister's son.
One last statement real quick, because you said Philadelphia Eagles seasons have been ruined when starting quarterbacks go down, and I get that. But they've also been saved by the backup quarterbacks. So maybe Gardner Minshew steps in and wins a football game or two. His number might be called upon. You never know.
Not.
Well, hey, he's a backup quarterback that can at least win you a game, right?
A game or two.
Yes.
I'll give you that, yes.
So,
and I'm not trying. Listen, what he did last night was awesome.
Phenomenal.
He was incredible. And I said he's the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. When the awards come out, the birds are going to wipe those awards clean.
Let's talk about one play real quick, all right, before we get into a bunch of plays, because I have a list of plays and specific instances that I want to discuss.
Were they
big plays?
We
come back from break.
Love it.
But my favorite play, without question, had two of the people on this offense that we needed, wanted, required to be studs. It was Jalen Hurts for his second touchdown, but that was only made possible by Dallas Goddard smashing the hell out of two cornerbacks at one block.
And he didn't even know he was blocking.
Yeah, he was supposed to get the ball.
He didn't even know.
No, he did know. There was no way he didn't know. He pushed back.
At first, he started blocking, then he tried to get out of the way.
Well, whatever he did.
But he did block it. Worked. First, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. What an unbelievable play.
And Jalen Hurts, you know, man possessed.
Yes.
I'm not, and it was two. Both of his touchdowns were earned.
Statement game, best game in a professional career, obviously short, but at the same time, just an unbelievable performance yesterday. Perfect game.
I have a question when we come back, Quimby, for everybody about Jalen. If I can, may I, please? Thank you.
Of course.
Anything for you, Herb.
Sorry. That was, what's funny is quarterback rating was only 78.3, but 26.
I thought it was 103.
Oh, it was 10.
There's a QBR. QBR. And a quarterback
the rating is 108. 26 of 31 for 333 yards. And that interception, there's got to be a butternuts category. Because Gainwell, you know.
How about butterfingers?
It was also an unnecessary play call at that point in the game.
How about butterfingers?
I like butternuts better, actually.
I know you do. That's
he also likes the peanut butter box.
Peanut butter box is here.
Oh my goodness,
Georgie!
I don't have a live read right now. We're gonna take a break, you guys. The Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Players Show with Super Sam Brady, Sean Brace from the Daily Ticket, Lauren Powell, our intern from Westchester University, Chris Sackmaster, host of Baseball Brunch, and legendary wide receiver in the NFL, as well as the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dr., the Reverend Irving Fryer. My name is Quimby. You guys, we'll be back for our second to last segment here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, from Live Casino in South Philly, right after this. The Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Players Show from a live casino here in South Philadelphia. Stop on down if you're anywhere close. Mark Matera from the Winston should be showing up at some point in time, but you never know with that guy. go ahead.
Winston looks like a fun place.
It is. They had Dayload on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the return of Dayload. I'm sorry, Yankees hat. Stop interrupting.
You didn't do enough to help us.
Move along,
the Brewers.
Sir. Move along.
Move it or lose it.
All right. So I want to get into plays, but I do want to. I have not been a negative Nelly yet today. However, I do have some concerns.
It's impressive.
And more importantly than anything is three ineligible man downfield penalties.
They're harking down on
eight. They're currently 18 penalties for 180 yards. Yesterday, eight for 60 yards yesterday. There are some concerns here. Who was the? Was it the same? Because when you're in the spot that we are sitting down in the mezzanine. We could, Lauren can attest, we could barely hear what was going on. The sound doesn't travel very well. I don't know if they were calling out numbers. All we heard was an ineligible man downfield.
Hey, where?
And who was it?
That's a shame. If you were
65,
closer.
So it was Lane. I think it was Landon Dickerson the one time. And I know Mailata got called for, it was Kelsey. Kelsey was the third one.
Or no,
Kelsey
was
a hole that was retracted. Was it Dickerson twice?
That's what I thought I was told today.
Wait, no, I do not remember an Eagles game ever with three ineligible man downfield penalties, and I think they were all in the first half.
They're trying to crack down on that now.
What are they cracking down on? Explain, please, for people that don't know.
It's the RPOs. It's the run pass option. Those plays, sometimes the linemen get downfield a little bit. They're supposed to allow them a yard and a half. But sometimes it gets out of sync with the RPO. If he doesn't hand the ball off and he goes to throw it, and they think maybe that he's handed the ball off and they start downfield, then they get that kind of penalty. So that's where it happened, or that's why it happened, because we run so many RPOs, and it just got a little bit out
we
of sync.
We do run more RPOs than any team in the league.
Yeah, and they're cracking down on it this year. The referees are cracking down.
Every member of the Eagles' offensive line last night had a penalty called on them. The Kelsey one wasn't accepted at that time. But and Mailata was called for a false start. You probably easily could have got him for another two or three. Because, like,
he was jumping the line.
Yeah, that back foot was sliding, and he was going
I
back.
Saw it every time. Yeah. I'm like, wait.
Daniil Hunter. Get called. He was going on. I mean, Daniil Hunter is a great pass rusher. He hasn't been healthy in the last couple of years, so he's starting to come back into form. But every member, I don't think I've ever seen that with our offense.
By the way, I just want to let you guys know that Sean is bored. He's doodling over here.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's just what I'm a
very,
maniac. Yeah.
Very intelligent men, apparently.
That's what
doodle.
She told me. I didn't know that. Yeah, I mean, I'm a doodler.
He's married.
My father does it.
So is Tom Brady. That's not stopping her.
Hey now.
How?
Hey now.
Tom Brady's taking Wednesdays off now. Where is he going on
my
Wednesdays?
House, Herb. He's coming to my house.
Is he coming your, going
yeah, don't
your
worry.
House,
we're
going to
decorate your house
my,
with it.
He's at my front door every that Wednesday.
Every Wednesday? Wow.
That guy does not look healthy. That's all I'm saying right now. He does not look healthy.
Skeletons. Only one other negative I want to point out. Miles Sanders running the ball up by 17 with less than 5 minutes to go. Why?
Take time off the clock.
Don't care. You can take time off the clock with anybody.
Yeah, he's saying take time off the clock with Boston Scott.
Yeah.
Or Kenny Gainwell.
Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah, Gainwell, you have to preserve Miles Sanders.
Get Boston Scott hurt. Look, get Kenny Gainwell
hurt. You know what? Miles Sanders' only asterisk has been his health.
Correct.
So why are you putting him in that risk position when you clearly manhandled that team yesterday? It was, I think the run was at 4:48, and he picked up a first down. It was great. It did, Sam, you're right. It did take time off the clock, but I don't mind punting. I don't mind punting knowing that Miles Sanders is going to be fresh for the game against the Commodes.
I do like the Commodes. That's a good one.
The Commodes.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting though, Quinn, because and Irv, I think you could speak on this a little bit better than most of us here. You would like to think that the coaches would be having that thought in their mind. At the same time, they want to keep the player happy and keep him involved, so on and so forth, get him his touches. But also, yesterday we had an example on Sunday. We had such an example that when the Jets ended up winning that game against the Cleveland Browns. Like, I'm sorry, that's a game that you just gotta put out there in front of every coach saying, we can't do this. 2 minute warning, we gotta start just, the clock, that's all that matters. Do not score a touchdown. So these are certain types of things that are just different for a lot of, like, people that are, you know, just average fans. But in depth, these coaches, I mean, I'm really intrigued to see if they have these conversations. Miles Sanders needs to be healthy.
Well, they were saying last night, I think it was Lisa Salters, said that when she talked to, was it that?
Still hot, by the way.
Well, she was coming on to Jalen last night, too. She's like, oh, it's okay, baby.
Did she?
Yeah.
She babied Jalen
Hurts? She babied him.
Interesting.
There we go.
Maybe
that'll help.
Maybe it wasn't the Eagles game last night. Maybe it was the Sunday night game, but somebody had
it's
said.
It's about time. It's only 8-0.
Somebody had said, they were talking to the head coach. Yeah. Somebody had said, like, you know, listen, we got to play. If you looked at the game, it was Matt LaFleur on Sunday Night Football. If you look at the games during the early parts of the day and how those games were ruined in the later stages, we need to play this game even though we're up 17-7. We need to play this game as if it's 0-0. And that's a mindset that a head coach needs to maintain at all times. The game is not over until the clock strike triple zeros at the end of the fourth quarter. And a lot of games were ruined. A lot of teams fell to 0-2. Because of their terrible clock management at the end of games this past Sunday.
True.
Well, Quimby, you point out, you make a good point. Why was Miles Sanders in the game at that point? 4 minutes left in the game. Why was he in? Why is he running the ball?
Jansen, clip that.
You make a good point.
Just Herb saying that I made a good point.
That's one of the first.
I don't
make that your ringtone.
I don't criticize you.
just cut that from the podcast.
You don't. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. You don't do that.
I'm definitely not the one feeding you.
Yeah. So.
But I think there was good management, good coaching, good time management, good ball management, particularly like at the beginning or at the end of the first half, right before they scored 3 points. at the beginning of that drive, they were down close to the end zone, so they were running the
ball.
Thought
that was just going to be a dead drive,
right,
and I was getting pissed.
But they got it. No. They were. You don't want to give up the ball too quick. So they were running the ball, trying to figure out, okay, are we going to get a first down? They ended up getting a first down. They ended up getting another first down. Guess what? Now we're not in danger of turning the ball over near the 50-yard line if we punt, or just shy of the 50-yard line if we punt. And now we can get 3 points. So they sped up the offensive, you know, routine, and they went down and got 3 points. That was good coaching. That was good ball management. That was good clock management.
And real fast, Lauren, what do you think about that?
I agree. You can't. It's not over till the clock runs out.
Good answer.
Absolutely right.
Answer.
That was a great answer.
Great answer, Lauren.
She doesn't say much, but when she does, it's impactful.
Yes.
Everybody.
They don't call her the best color analyst in the game for nothing.
For nothing, Monty.
No better than Diaz. Yeah.
I have a play I want to go over with you guys. I think this is such an underrated play, but so impactful moving forward in the season. Field goal blocked.
Oh.
And Aaron Sippos manages to catch Boyd and stop a touchdown, which ultimately ended in an interception and no score. Aaron Sippos looked like a man possessed trying to get to Boyd. Like, I can't believe you blocked this kick. Or he didn't block it, but I can't believe you recovered this. I'm getting you.
Right.
And he caught him from behind. You're talking about a cornerback. All right. Who's got massive speed, and Sippos caught him from behind. And
evidently, he doesn't have massive speed.
Apparently. But, seriously, as a player, when you see somebody who has such a limited role on the team, which nobody has a limited role, but be honest,
kickers don't put as much. Punters don't put as much time into the game.
He's responsible for two things.
Punt
that ball and get a snap.
That's right.
Right. But when he makes a play like that, he's got to come back to the sideline and people are, crashing that helmet.
But that's where the team was last night. The Eagles were, everybody played like that with, what seemed to be another level of energy, another level of focus. Determination, even speed. Everybody moved a little bit faster, obviously, than they did in the Lions game. So yeah, he's getting props, but guess who's getting dogged on the other side? And all this week he's gonna get dogged. That guy that got caught, that cornerback that got caught by the punter, by the kicker.
Well, didn't he play rugby? You played for Minnesota, which means I don't give a damn.
he's going to get clowned.
He told Les Bone after the game that he was pretty surprised himself that he was able to catch him. So that tells you all you need to know there, yeah.
I didn't even hear that. That makes me feel even better about my
observation. Big time, though, yeah, big time.
Yeah, didn't he play rugby?
Of course.
So, yeah, I mean, the guy knows how to tackle. The fact that he caught him is a surprise.
Yeah,
but
right.
The fact that he tackled
and he's
him
coming off
down,
his knees. He's coming off his knees. I'm sorry. I know this is family programming here. We're not going there.
It was a great play.
Coming off his knees.
He dropped that touchdown pass.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about a couple other plays because we have about 5 minutes left before this one's up. Avante Maddox getting some ups, baby. I mean, my man's representing the Lollipop Guild, let's be honest. And, you know, he's about 24 inches up, right?
You know, he's got athleticism. You know, that's one thing we've known, and he's been able to fulfill that role that he's been called upon with the nickel spot, especially now. You know, I thought Covey made an interesting point when he was talking about, hey, I got these other three guys in front of me, four other receivers that are tremendous. What's it like to be Avante Maddox where he made an impact last year, and then all of a sudden Slay is the next level.
And Bradbury,
next level. And it's like, all right, but still, when that opportunity is called upon, here Avante Maddox was. I love Avante. I think Avante is
I think he's the embodiment of Philadelphia.
Love it. Great point. Great call. Yeah.
Yeah, we had Avante on in our inaugural season in 2019 on the Players Show, and he was phenomenal. He was fantastic with us that show that we had him on. And
you know, you could just tell that that humbleness about him has stayed with him throughout the course of his career. And I know you bring in a Bradberry, but remember, Avante got paid at the end of last year, too. True. So it's not like he's sitting there going, you know what, Slay's getting paid, Bradberry's getting paid. He's pretty comfortable in his role.
He's making more than Bradberry.
But what they're doing with him in the slot where they found for him, because remember, when as a rookie, he was playing that Corey
Graham.
He was playing that Corey Graham third safety role.
Oh, you're right.
Because they would bring Jenkins down into the box to help stop the run. And he was really well in that spot until he got clobbered in friendly fire. I think that was in New Orleans. And that right there, like, he struggled to find the role the next, like, year and a half. When they put him back in the slot, he's been phenomenal ever since he's been playing there.
If you remember, last year we had the Avante, Maddox, and Dallas Goedert show on Mondays. Well, they got paid, and they didn't come back this year.
So I have a question.
Great observation,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
You should have signed Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 yes. FM.
You should have signed them to an extension first.
Yeah, right.
So what happens as Jalen continues to play like he's playing? What happens midway, three quarters of the way through the season? Do they give him the contract? And if they do give him a contract, do they give him a $40 million contract like the other quarterbacks? Or do they try
to cheap
him out with $30 million?
Howie.
They're going to try to sign him early.
Hold on. You know that.
That's what Howie does.
And guess what?
That's what Howie does.
Guess what?
If I was Howie Roseman right now, I have had and will continue to have nothing but great things to say about Jalen Hurts. If you want me to be completely honest, throw it all out on the table, I would love Jalen Hurts to be our franchise quarterback as of right now. No question, no asterisks, no precautionary measures. The guy has done everything. Everything that's been asked of him and continues to improve. And if Howie Roseman is smart, which we know he is when it comes to contracts, he will offer that. Because coming off the books next year is $62 million. But if you can go, Jalen, we kind of want you to be our franchise quarterback.
Of course.
And we don't have to pay you $30 million a year. We can pay you $20. I'm in. I am all in with Jalen Hurts right now.
Everybody honestly think he's signing for $20?
Right.
And he's going to gamble on himself.
Right. They're going to cheap him out at $20?
No, they're not going to cheap him. Whatever. You know what? Guess what? He's going to get $70 million guaranteed, and he won't give a damn.
I beg to differ.
Well, hold on.
It's not a matter of him.
Hold on.
It's his agent.
Isn't it amazing how much, what a year can change? Because everybody's, you know.
Well, a year.
And you know what?
It's just 2 weeks.
And you know what?
Everybody's saying, Jalen's my man.
Hold on a second.
He's the franchise.
Hold on. I have said it from day one.
I'm not saying you changed your story. I'm just, what I'm hearing now and listening to now, everybody's Jalen.
There's a lot to like.
And you know
They're Jalen eyes.
The best part about this is we're going to talk about that more when we come back from break on our final segment here.
Boom.
On the Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Player Show from Live Casino here in South Philadelphia on Fox Sports The Gambler. 102.5 in Philadelphia. Super Sam Brady, Sean Brace, Lauren Powell, Sackmaster, the Reverend, the Doctor, Irving Fryer, and myself, Quimby. We'll be back for our final segment right after this.
All right, everybody.
The Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Players Show here at Live Casino in South Philadelphia on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Big Sam, I'm looking at you right now.
Smoking a stogie.
I'm kind of pissed at you. Because on July 23rd, when I came down the Sea Isle, you pointed out how fat I was. I dropped 35 pounds since then, and you didn't acknowledge anything. I need you to go over there and come back with a better attitude.
How'd you
right
do
now.
It, man? How'd you do it?
No,
how'd
he
you
said sack was
three,
fat.
Five.
You just took that. You just took that. Personally.
Calorie deprivation and absolute
stress.
No, not stress.
Just vodka anymore?
No, Johnny Walker Black, 69 calories per serving.
There you go.
He starved himself, got drunk, and passed out for the majority.
And
of
drank
his
pickle
day.
Juice and Johnny Walker Black.
I mean, if that works, hey, I'm in.
Guess what? Thank you.
Yeah. I could use it.
I would like to point out here, as we only have, 10, 12 minutes left, if we're lucky on this segment.
Not 11.
I would like to thank Fletcher Cox for not violating the Lincoln Financial Field turf after his sack.
Humping the turf.
Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
No.
It's not a good look.
I just thought he was doing the work.
A grown man on the ground, yeah.
You see that? You know, he's the leading.
He's the leading what?
By the way, all right. Let's give out some awards. We have some plays to go over, all right. But let's give out some awards. Offensive MVP, obviously sack. You pointed it out, Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Defensive MVP, Josh Sweat was a man possessed last night.
Yeah.
Well, you also have to
one sack, three.
Yeah, but
tackles for a loss.
I don't disagree with you, but you also have to point out Darius Slay.
100%.
Well, and the job, the job. Because I said before the game,
100%,
that no one could.
And the fact is, he was a hair away from three yes. interceptions with that pass. Thielen. Who just one-handed it out of bounds.
That first interception, Slay ran that route for him.
Yep.
That was good film study. He identified it and cut him off. And actually, Jefferson, he's down a notch in my book.
So,
he gave up one route.
Co-MVP?
Co-MVP. Yes.
Unsung hero on the defensive side of the ball, T.J. Edwards.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Right there.
Oh.
Honorable mention.
Why didn't you read your
honorable
run sheet?
Honorable mention goes to the
my
offensive
bad.
Line
if
and
you were
T.J.
Diaz,
Edwards.
You'd be fired.
Sheesh.
All right.
Bad job, Brace.
Nah, it's okay. It's okay. Still have concerns about Hassan Reddick.
He was active last night.
He was active, yeah. But he was...
I think
hey, guess what? I've been active while losing 35 pounds, and nobody saw me get a sack.
Fair. That's all I'm saying about it. Fair.
It's only the second game. It's only the second game.
I pointed this out. You guys know this, all right? I love the Hassan Reddick signing, if used properly.
Right.
But you got to remember, we're talking about a guy who's had 23 sacks over the last two seasons, five of them in one game against the Giants. So, let's be honest.
Which bodes well for the two games at the end of the season.
True. Possibly. Maybe we rest.
10.
Maybe we rest the entire team and just put Boston Scott on offense and Hassan Reddick on defense and call it a day.
I like that.
There you go.
But to your point, you're spot on because this is a team last year that struggled sacking the quarterback, finished 30th out of 32.
Still
yep.
struggling.
Absolutely. And
three sacks in two games.
Was brought on specifically for that role. Two games in,
true.
At the same time, definitely fair to be critical of him at this point in time.
Think about the last week in Detroit, JG, everyone's favorite defensive coordinator today, they dropped him into coverage more often than not. Too often than they should. Listen, I understand he's playing linebacker, but that guy should be lining up on the edge alongside the defensive end, creating mixed matches and going, just running opposite routes to try to get to the quarterback. That's what they need to do with him. You need to get him to the quarterback.
Let's go.
At the easiest possible way that you can. He can disrupt anybody. But what we saw last night is, yeah, we didn't get a lot of sacks on Kirk Cousins, but man, they were in his face and they were destroying him.
I'm sorry. I do not want an entire defensive line by the name of number 59 Mike Mamula.
So are you disappointed though? Because your boy, you were so happy about Jordan Davis. Why don't you call him out on the fact that he
first
played
of all,
40,
first of all,
43
I
snaps?
I have to temper my hatred. If that's what it is.
Disdain.
The defense held that team to 7 points.
John Gannon's not going to blitz a whole lot. His MO.
Philosophy?
His philosophy is MO.
Come
is,
on, is you're to, a bit of philosopher. You should
use,
know this.
No, I'm thinking of what he's
it's a wise
doing.
Man.
Is to rush forward, to use his front line to put pressure on the quarterback, and he drops.
And they have to do that.
Right. And he drops everybody back to keep anything from big from happening, keep anything from getting behind.
I don't want
But that's
break.
What he does. That's what he does, and that's he's not going to change.
You have enough horses on this lineup right now to do something different.
If he was going to do something different, he would be doing
tweaked
it.
Tweaked it a little bit, though, last
he
night. Blitzed a little
bit,
more,
yeah.
right?
He blitzed a little bit more, but he's not going to be a big blitzer. He's just not going to be.
I would like to point out something that he did do very well. Held Justin Jefferson to 48 yards.
Yeah. Right, and he did it with his philosophy.
And
he
know why?
With his MO.
Because he's a cornerback's quality coach.
When Darius Slay was the primary defender on Justin Jefferson.
Did you coin that phrase? You want to coin
ball
that
boy.
Phrase?
Ball boy.
When Darius Slay was the primary defender on Justin Jefferson last night, he had one catch for 5 yards, and there was two interceptions for Slay. Slay caught the ball more from Kirk Cousins when those two were matched up against each other than Justin Jefferson did.
Real quick, Lauren, what do you have to say on this?
She agrees with everything I just said,
I know,
and Diaz should be fired.
I know, you all missed my very jarring opinions. It really just
say Diaz should be fired.
No, I'll be teaching Diaz how to use TikToks pretty soon. That's what I'm
saying. All right,
I'll make it go viral.
All right.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Just all right. Just don't do it with him.
I have another play I want to go over. A.J. Brown's reception just past midway through the third quarter would not go down.
Put the brakes on. When he stopped.
Sprinted to the sideline.
Amazing.
Picked up another shepherd's pie 10 yards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
just real quick on this. Why did Tennessee let him go? Like, what in the hell is going on?
Well, it's the same reason they lost to the Giants in week one.
And they got smoked. They got smoked last night.
They're 0-2.
Handled.
A.J. Brown is a man possessed.
They put Malik Willis in the game.
And I wanted to bring that up. There's so many topics we're not going to get to. But it goes back to the confidence level of Jalen Hurts and what an actual number one receiver, a legit number one receiver can do to an offense.
Even when he's not getting the ball.
Exactly. Yep. He makes everybody around him better. Yep. It's astonishing that we've had to wait this long for a player of that caliber.
Better late than never.
Yeah, I mean, it moves things down the line, though, because now the top corner isn't on Devontae Smith anymore. It makes him more available. Quez Watkins.
7 for 7, baby.
Quez Watkins on that play last night on the touchdown play. Yeah, there was three players.
Can we address that real quick? By the way, if you saw...
There was a
they're still going to lose. Don't worry.
3-1 bomb.
If you saw... If you saw Jalen Hurts' reaction after the Quez Watkins... deep touchdown. He said this without
like
saying
now?
Anything.
How you like me now?
What do you think about my arm strength now, bitch?
Yep. Noodle arm season my ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Chris.
But that play design, because of A.J. Brown, I believe he was on the other side of the field.
He was on the other side.
He was on the other side of the field. Yep. And what happened was is Goddard got to sit down in that route. And then the safety jumped him. When there was already a guy sitting down in zone, and there was a guy who was already playing man-to-man on Goddard, and he decided to go 3-on-1 with Goddard. But it's like, what are you doing?
That's what I'm talking about in terms of
it was still a mismatch, though, because that safety can't run with
him.
That safety can't run with
him. He never would have gotten there.
No, it never would have gotten
there. Once he settled his feet, he was done.
Yeah. Toast. Burn toast, like Jalen Mills. Burn toast.
Hey, no.
Hey, the Green Goblin, baby.
But there's combination and there's offensive sets. There was an offensive set where Devontae caught a ball where he had number 90, a lineman, lined up out over top of him, and he ran a quick slant and caught a nice pass. Because of the alignment, spreading guys out, I think Goddard and A.J. Brown on the right side, and Devontae, and I think it was Quez Watkins was on the left. Devontae was in a slot, and one of the linemen, I think it was 98, came out, and he was over top of Devontae, which is obviously a laugher. And he just wiggled his feet a little bit, made it, broke inside, and Jalen hit
wiggle,
the ball.
Wiggle, wiggle.
It was like 12 yard.
Where's my Jason Derulo when
I
need
him? That's what you get when you use all of your weapons. Put them all out in the field.
It was played during the pregame show. Xfinity Live yesterday.
I want to bring up one other thing, and I can't remember what it was, but we'll get there. Oh, Marcus Epps.
Beast.
Knocking Smith.
Beast.
In the head on that play. I guarantee right now Smith's going, yes, my name is.
He flies around the field. He was all over the place in that Detroit game.
One of the things, just real quick, Quimby, last year we had him on the player show, and he was a phenomenal interview. He was awesome for the whole hour that we had him. And he said at that time, and I don't think he got to do it last year, but he got to do it last night. Or no, the offense came out, was introduced. But he said he always looked forward to being introduced with the starters to come out through the tunnel at the link. He's going to get that in a couple weeks when they come back home. That is a really cool, really cool thought and feeling that we had on the show last year.
We got one more minute. I want to say one thing, and then I want to give it to Irv, Sack, and Sean to finalize and go out. And if Sam wants to add anything, Brady, or if Lauren wants to jump in,
go Flyers.
I could say something right now. What was happening with ESPN last night? All I heard was...
All right,
was
first of all, ESPN sucks. Let's go. fact is, I don't know, but hold on. Completely off topic. I want to congratulate the city of Philadelphia for booing the absolute hell out of Jalen Reagor every single time he touched the ball, which was
twice.
Yeah.
I thought about you, Irv.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, no.
He had plenty of opportunities to shine.
Let me comment. You said you were going to pass it to me after you finished, right? Are you finished?
I wasn't finished.
Okay, finish then. Go ahead and finish.
All right, I'm finished.
So I did not want to, as Troy Aikman also said the same thing. He wanted Reagor to get the funk off himself and to play well and to have a good career. But listen, when you say things that you shouldn't say, And you're out of way, you're out of sight, you're out of character.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, out of character. He said that this game was going to be a revenge game for him. Nah.
Good luck.
Keep your mouth shut.
Baseball
Keep
brunch.
Keep your mouth shut.
Baseball
shut
brunch.
Up. Yes!
Keep your mouth
yes,
shut.
Yes, sir.
Keep your mouth shut.
Baseball brunch 8 to 9 on Friday night with Luis Dominguez and the Unhappy Gilmore and the Eagles pregame show. The Green Legion Eagles pregame show will be from 9 to 10 from bus 1 on the way down to Washington, D.C.
You have the crazy Cuban on with you?
I do. Yes.
Excelente.
Awesome. Yes, it's going to be a great show. A lot of fun.
Luis Dominguez, mi amigo, señor, mucho respeto.
Wow.
Over to me. It's simple. This is outstanding. This is such a step up for us as a station. Quimby, thank you very much again. Leading the charge, but live casino every Tuesday night. Unbelievable.
Awesome.
Thank you for the two Anthonys. This one right here, Anthony DeGrosa and Erica Weiss, for allowing us to be here.
Excellent.
And I do want to highlight that again, Sunday, we're going to move it from 9:30 to 10:30 because we're getting on the bus at 9. We want to make sure we're on 95 South on the way down. The show will be from 9:30 to 10:30, live on the bus to FedEx Field for the battle versus the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commodes.
Yes!
You sound like you're on a commode.
And the bus trip last year, the bus pregame show last year was awesome up the Giants
Both
Stadium.
Both of them.
You did two last year?
Yeah, we did the Redskins and we did the Giants.
I don't remember that.
No, we did the Jets.
I'm sorry.
We did the commodes and the Jets.
There you go. That's right. Diaz and I
are doing the Giants one this year, December 11th.
Thank God she's here. I said Redskins again. Commodes. Whatever. You guys suck.
Said commodes. No, you said commodes.
No, I did. Anyway.
Commodes.
You guys, on behalf of myself, Quimby, Super Sam Brady producing tonight, Sean Brace, host of the Daily Ticket, Lauren Powell, our intern from Westchester University, Chris Sack, Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, ooh-ha-ha, and host the baseball, Bud Light Baseball Brunch every Sunday from 11 to 12. And, of course, legendary NFL wide receiver, of course, legendary for the Eagles as well, the Reverend, the Dr. Irving Fryer. You guys, the Advantage Health Plus Green Legion Radio Players Show from Live Casino here on Fox Sports. The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. We will see you Sunday on the bus ride down.
Let's go.